Hey neighbors, and welcome to that annoying bat dance people imitate to attract bat mates. My name is Josh. That was from Jesus at L3AF1R3. Great name, buddy.
Thank you, Jesus at F3.
welcome to the Angry Birds Drink Piss and the Angry Birds Movie. I am so pleased to be joined once again for the first time in what feels like an eternity. It's Kristen.
It's been about 7 years, we'll say.
It's been almost exactly 7 years, which I call an eternity.
I'm still an undergrad. I did go to a war. Can't really remember which one because it's been so long, but it was pretty good. Made some pretty good memories.
Is there anything you want to say straight away?
Let me think about this. It's been a while. Yeah, I'd like to greet the fucking gamers listening today. Hello, gamers. It's
Oh,
me.
the gamers have been deprived. Okay, these gamers are thirsty. These gamers are like, Mad Max Fury Road, where he's about to release the water and they'll gather down at the bottom of that cliff. That's what the gamers have been like. Oh, and you just drenched them in cool, clean water.
If you ever watch the director's cut of that, when they're doing the behind the scenes stuff, turns out there was actually a trace amounts of piss in that water.
Oh my God. I wouldn't be surprised. We got to get the Mad Max people on the podcast to confirm this.
I think we gotta make a sub podcast about Mad Max cast drinking piss in the Mad Max movie.
First of all, I want to make you aware that we are in the throes of Admiral Levine month here in the Angry Birds piss fuck party.
Fuck party. Okay. This is great information to have.
One of the staples of this month, aside from doing the news and having a celebrity guest, which we always do and never miss out, is we have a growing list of questions. So you know how I would always ask, have you seen the Angry Birds movie, and have you seen where the drink piss in the Angry Birds movie?
Right.
What we've been doing is every single guest gets to add a question to that list.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're sitting at a I think we're sitting about 18 at the moment.
All right.
So you will get to add a 19th,
All right. Am I gonna hear the first 18?
but first you must answer these questions. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Question one. Kristen, have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
I did. There's actually proof of me having seen this film.
There is. Have you seen the scene in which the Angry Birds drink piss?
I actually closed my eyes for that part.
Oh shit, you missed that. You missed it, the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what this podcast is about, and it's hard actually. Liked all the other scenes though.
Oh, well, you might not be able to answer the next question because it's how did the piss drinking scene make you feel?
Left out because my
I
eyes
mean, you
were
closed your
closed.
eyes, but did you hear any of
Well, yeah. You see, my other senses were heightened, so in a way, it was kind of like I was there.
Oh my God! Wow! Did you drink any pee yourself?
Yeah.
How was that?
Salty.
Never. Oh, thank Question number four. If you could bring any of the birds from the Angry Birds movie into real life, which one would it be, and
bomb
what would you do with it?
bomb light them on fire.
Oh shit! Can I ask why? Just to make him explode, or because he explodes without being immolated?
Yeah, but we never really saw what would happen if he's actually immolated, so it's a little bit of science for us.
Well, okay. A peek into the mind of a certain type of individual there. Kristen, what's your favorite cuss word?
Ooh, bastard.
Ooh. Ooh. First bastard we've had, and I love it. How much glucose is in this?
In could you define this?
Mm-mm.
Two of it, two
Oh, just
needles,
two.
just two.
Interesting. The next question comes from Audrey. I'll tell you that as a preface. If you were in an aeroplane that was crashing to Earth and you had 1 minute left to live, who would you text and what would you say?
First of all, Audrey, I love you. I would hit up one of my group chats, and given that I'm in an airplane, it would make me think of something. I'd be like, "Hey guys, you ever heard this underground album? Shoot off a link to In the Airplane Over the Sea."
Oh, we got to do an episode on Neutral Milk Hotel. We got to do it then.
That's right.
There's got to be some mention of drinking piss on that album somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
It's mostly just cum talk, but there's got to be some piss somewhere.
Demon stains the mountaintops, but let's wait till you get to what's in the lake.
What's the last thing you ate?
Pasta.
Ooh, flavored with what?
Vodka sauce.
Is that real?
Yeah, yeah, you can get it for like under $4 from Trader Joe's, but other places it's more expensive. It doesn't get you fucked up if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
But pretty good.
Thanks, Joe.
Not my most recent time, but a few Trader Joe visits ago, the cashier really was named Joe. And
yeah, the original.
I wanted to say something, but yeah. Felt like he might get pissed off.
The OG.
Yeah, I'd be like, so did you invent this establishment? Are you the Trader Joe?
What is life?
Life? God, any answer, I'm going to feel like the kid in philosophy class who raises his hand to play devil's advocate.
Give the most devil's advocate answer you can.
All right. The most devil's advocate answer I can think of. Mm. It's a loaded question. Life might just be a hallucination or a figment of our imagination to begin with.
Mm.
The question suggests that it's a true experience, but we just don't know that.
Are you saying that we could be in the Matrix?
I'm saying that we could be in the Angry Birds movie.
I mean, boy.
The life of the Angry Birds is only real to them. We, the viewers, know that it's just an animation. Could be the same for us, and we just don't know it. Sort of like a Plato's Cave situation, but it's the Lake of Piss here.
Yeah, the Eagle's Cave situation.
Mm-hmm. Eagle Cave situation.
Sure. Where were you when you first saw the pee scene?
I was in my room. I've actually switched rooms since then. I have a door now, but...
the old home is tainted.
At this point, I just had a curtain sheet instead of a door.
Sure.
That's what I was behind, kind of like a Wizard of Oz situation, but worse.
Yep.
I was watching it from my now broken laptop.
Everything from this moment in your life has somehow been removed from your life. Is that a coincidence?
Listen, the last thing I need to do is repress the memory itself.
It's like a Final Destination type situation.
It is absolutely a Final Destination type situation.
Kristen, would happy birds drink piss?
They would become happy birds if they did. So.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst part of this podcast?
Any episode I'm featured on.
Not true.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you. It's Keaton.
Which company do you most want to go out of business?
Well, to be a little more serious, anyone involved in inflating insulin prices should just get guillotined. But to reverse this a little bit, I really want Enron to go back in business.
Oh, shit! Get them back on the boards.
I think pretty much every company should go out of business. They're all unethical, except Enron.
We go out to Enron's cabin in the woods, and we get out of the car, and Enron's on the porch with a shotgun. What are you doing around here?
Are you interested in reestablishing Enron with me?
I think we should do it.
I think so too.
Let's see if we can get Enron on the phone at some point by the end of the year. I forgot to mention Peter Dinklage is here.
Hello, Peter.
Peter,
I see a lot.
do you want to see if you can get Enron on the phone by the end of the show? Cool, thank you. Exciting. Kristen, which opinion of yours do people get the most angry about?
Oh. Catching me off guard here.
Yeah.
Shit.
This is the one.
Let me think.
This is the question that Crang T. Nelson asked, where his main goal was just to get everyone to cancel themselves.
He might succeed with that. I feel like I wish I could do a 50-50 or like phone a friend. Oh God, John, why are you doing this to me?
I can wait all day, baby.
You can cut out the few minutes where I'm just thinking of, first of all, this
is going to be the premium content. This is going to be the 3 minutes I upload to SoundCloud to reel people in.
Someone can sample it into like a real song.
Just you trying to.
Trying to not get cancelled.
Just you sifting through your many offensive opinions.
One is that Pulp Fiction is simply not a 5-star film. How do you feel about that one?
You know, I haven't seen it in a long time. When I watched it, I was a teenage boy, so naturally I thought it was incredible. I did watch Kill Bill again recently, and I'm going to say especially part one, I think still kicks ass. Despite any weird stuff that happened behind the scenes with Quentin Tarantino being a real ghoul. I love
referencing the Kill Bill sound without ever revealing that I've never actually seen Kill Bill. I will watch Kill Bill at one point, and we can do a podcast about that too.
Oh, we'll do the Kill Bill / Mad Max / Enron podcast. Yes. Kristen, are cop dogs cops?
No. They're being exploited. I support them fully. I think we gotta liberate them.
Good answer. How are you? Sorry, that's the wrong question. I don't give a shit about that. Sorry, don't answer that.
All right. If you didn't hear that, you will not hear how I am.
I don't want to know. How was your day?
Well, it's kind of just beginning, so can't complain too much. I'm going to depart to go to the beach after this, so have even less right to complain. Then I'm going to go to work, so I have every right to complain.
You're going straight from having no rights to having all the rights.
Yes, that is the life of women.
Next question comes from Lauren. What's your damage?
My defense is very low, so my damage is very high.
Sorry to hear that.
It was a critical hit and super effective. Unfortunately, it was actually a one-hit KO.
Oh boy, what type are you?
Steel.
Hang on, I was going to tell you what type I think you would be.
Okay, tell me.
I thought you'd be a fairy type.
Aww. Very sweet. Okay, I'll be Steel Fairy, which coincidentally is the type of my favorite Pokemon.
Which one's a Steel Fairy?
Mawile.
It's also a cool heavy metal band name. Steel Fairy.
They should make a band called Mawile.
They should make a band called Momo.
They should make a band and sample like the noises that Pokemon make in the games.
They should make a band that samples the noises kids make when they see that freaking Momo picture. Oh god.
Kids react to the Momo challenge. Bass boosted.
Grayson, I can't quite remember which one the last question is, so I'll ask you both versions. I think it might be
okay,
and you can answer them both, and I'll edit out the one which turns out to be wrong. Honey, can you pick me something up from the store?
Apple juice.
I mean, that's not
and a free sample
of
whatever is being sampled.
Ooh, the mystery box. the other version might be, honey, do you want me to pick you anything up from the store?
Apple juice. And bring a free sample home.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, we got all our bases covered then.
Right.
Do you have any more questions before we advance?
Is this my chance to submit the 19th question?
Oh, shit, yeah. I mean, that counts as one of your questions. I almost skipped that completely. That's because I know you're going to ask something fucked up. What is it?
All right. I actually hadn't thought of anything. So, what was it like the first time you ever smoked weed? And if you've never smoked weed, you gotta tell how you think it would go.
Okay. I can't remember the first time I did.
Maybe you smoked too much.
I don't know.
Like a stoner.
Okay, so I've only ever smoked weed within like the same 2-week period, and then I've never done it before or after that. It was like the last 2 weeks of uni. I went to like a few parties people were having like 4 times, but like at every single party someone would appear and offer me some, and it would never happen before in my life, and this has never happened after. It was all within those 2 weeks. I must have been given off a real let me smoke some of that weed vibe.
Towards the end of uni is a pretty ideal time to be smoking weed, I would say.
That's right, because you don't turn into a real weed head for the exams.
You know, my dad's a mechanical engineer, and he was also a cool kid. He was in a frat. He turned down the opportunity to go to MIT twice because he thought everyone there would be a fucking loser, and he ended up getting his PhD and stuff from UCSD, and he found it too easy. Mechanical engineering degree. Wow. To challenge himself, he would smoke weed before exams. I struggle to get through. I'm trying to get the same degree. I struggle hard. This man was playing college on hard mode.
He really was. Maybe his exams were at night, because as we all know, the lonely stoner frees his mind at night.
Smoke weed at night and suddenly understand this shit. It's like, oh, yeah. Physics, I can feel that force is equal to mass times acceleration.
It's like some gremlin shit. If you smoke weed at a certain time, you become the galaxy brain.
Yeah. That apple that fell on Isaac Newton, he smoked weed from it.
It was one of them weed apples they had back in the day.
It fell from the tree already pre-cut, you know, with like the little shit. There's weed already in it.
You know, they should make a time travel movie where there's like a time traveler who wants to make sure everything goes right. You see Newton getting hit on the head by the apple. And it's like, ah! And then it pans up and the time traveler is up in the tree and he dropped the apple and he just gives a big thumbs up.
No time traveler ever makes sure things go well. They constantly fuck shit up.
Maybe they'd like hit him in the nuts with it instead.
I'm trying to think of an example of a time traveler who actually ensures things go well and succeeds. You know what I mean? Like, you hear butterfly effect and you automatically think of something negative. Like, oh, fuck, I stepped on a butterfly and now Hitler...
Ashton Kutcher can't walk or something, yeah.
There's nothing where it's like, oh, I stepped on a butterfly and we had a communist revolution and it all worked out and...
You know what it is? It's the pro-butterfly agenda in Hollywood. They want to tell you that stepping on butterflies is never a good thing.
Big Butterfly is really putting the shit on time travelers.
But we know that... You know, we know the benefits of stepping on butterflies. We're on the right forums.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, before we advance to the news, you got any more questions about the state of affairs on the podcast?
Have you regretted it yet?
I regretted it on day two. And that's not a joke. Oh, by the way, I may have some exciting news for you. I don't. So, let's... I gotta find a news story for the damn news. It says here, HQ trivia host Scott Rogowski speaks out on his departure.
Didn't he die?
I thought he died!
Like, are we contacting him through Ouija? And he's like...
I'm pretty sure... Oh no, it was a different HQ trivia who died. Oh, so someone... Oh, that is sad. But,
oh, yeah. All right.
But this guy's okay, so I guess...
Yes.
Pardon me, what's today's news? Donald Trump's racist.
Really? Holy shit.
Yeah.
We gotta impeach the guy.
We should do like a Krasenstein style podcast. Have you listened to any of the Krasenstein podcasts?
I have not.
Oh my god. It's like someone uploaded like a couple of like the first few minutes to Twitter, and it's literally like a parody of itself. They also just read out a bunch of tweets of people saying that they're fucking. What did I see on the his record store day? Who gives a freaking shit?
Fucking I do.
Yeah, what? I actually do as well. this stuff that I want to get.
Yeah, let's talk about record day off the cast. Search Enron on Google and hit news and just see what the Lord's fucking provide you with.
Oh boy, okay. You ready for the news?
Yes.
News. Okay, today's news is Enron scandal boss Jeffrey Skilling eyes new energy venture.
Hey guys, Jeffrey Skilling here.
Oh my god, Jeffrey, I didn't even see you come in, man.
Yeah. I didn't see you either, but I sensed your energy. I'm really into energy now. I'm into aura.
What's that kind of energy?
Yeah. The old kind didn't really work out, but we're coming back with Enron 2.
Wow.
We're getting real spiritual with it. Took me a long time to align my chakras, but here I am.
Jeffrey, this is so nice to have you here. I didn't even know you were... Peter Dinklage must have called you in, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The honor is all mine. I'm gonna light some sage, if you don't mind.
Recently, you were released from prison, right?
That's true.
Can you tell us what it was like on the inside?
I was introduced to spirituality in there.
Mm-hmm.
The guy I shared a room... My prison mate was named John Aura.
Okay.
And we actually got along pretty well with the guard, Mike Chakra.
Mm-hmm. They sound like good guys, Jeffrey.
Yeah, they absolutely. And, you know, it just made me realize we're all one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't spell Enron without one, which, at the end of the day, is what we are, you know, one.
I mean...
One spirit, one mind, one joint bank account that mainly goes to mine. It's just, it really opened my
eyes. Jeffrey, it sounds like you might be getting back into some dodgy dealings once more.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
You sure?
Absolutely sure.
You want to promise me, Jeffrey?
I don't really believe in promises because it sort of cheapens the value of humanity's trust in one another, so... Probably won't promise shit to you.
I understand that, Jeffrey. That's fair of you. So this new energy venture you've got going, explain to me what you'll be doing.
Mainly traveling India and posting some pics on Instagram.
Right, okay. And what's the actual business?
It's Enron 2.
Sure, it's Enron 2.
You know, namaste and all that.
Okay, so as part of Enron 2, you'll be posting a lot of Instagram pics from India.
That's right.
What's the, I guess, why?
Energy, man. We all need it. We're all focused on what we perceive as energy without realizing it's within us all along. And Enron 2 helps you discover that for a few simple monthly payments of $49.99.
So what is the person who's paying getting in return?
The energy.
And how does that manifest itself to them?
Listen, man, this takes months to explain. I recommend going to prison.
Jeffrey, I mean, no judgments from me, but it sounds like what you're doing is you're gonna go on vacation to India, charge people to look at your Instagram, and you've called it Enron 2.
Vacation is a loaded term. I see it more of a journey, a quest even, and just the amount of energy that takes, it's sort of like I am also paying it back.
So people are paying for you to have the energy to do this.
Yeah, and in return, they also get the energy back.
So what is this money going towards? Is it like cliff bars or?
Mostly cliff bars, yeah.
All right, well, Jeffrey... Jeffrey, we're out of time, unfortunately. It's been great to talk to you. Hopefully we can catch up sometime about how Enron 2 is going.
Yeah, there's a couple of GoFundMes, and just anyone can't afford it, I'd appreciate it.
How many GoFundMes are there?
Right now, 3. One for vibes, one for energy, one for cash.
Okay. What? I don't have time to ask any more questions, Jeffrey. Kristen, do you have anything to say, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I'm probably going to donate.
Oh, that's good. I mean, we'll have a chat about that afterwards, I guess. Jeffrey, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Good vibes to all, especially the gamers out here tonight.
Oh, Jeffrey's a fan of the gamers too. What do you think of that?
Well, that's why I'm gonna donate.
Kristen, thanks for coming back. It's been too long.
It was my pleasure, and let's never go that long again, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna trick you into coming back real soon.
Just be like, phone call, it's an emergency, yeah. And then just start fucking recording it.
you'll think you're doing something else. Like, you think you're going to the doctor's office, and you walk into the room, the nurse just puts down a microphone and leaves, and you're like, what's going on here? And you hear my voice.
Hey, that beats any doctor appointment, so no complaints here.
Nothing heals like the power of friendship.
Except the power of energy, which you can only get from Enron 2.
Oh my god, you're on that GoFundMe, aren't you? Bye!
See ya. Not all of us can appreciate art when we see it.
Damn, I'm so sorry.
I forgive you.
I'm so sorry. I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight.
I need somebody and always. Imagine writing the line, I need somebody and always. It's like, it doesn't really make sense, but fuck it, submit.